water vortexes, trout rising through vertical waterfalls, plant fibers, the secret ingredient involved in sap flow, and insect wings to keep certain large insects airborne and prevent collisions with other insects, not to mention the flow of electromagnetic energy once properly understood. And that's not all. Tornado anomalies explained. Let's start with tornadoes. The conventional explanation is that the levitation inside a tornado is caused by air suction. And that certainly should account for some of what we're seeing. However, once you add in other curious effects that have been documented, even on government NOAA websites, we can no longer be so sure that this is the only cause of the levitation, or even the main cause of it. There are many cases of people, animals, objects, even entire homes ending up inside a whirling tornado and transported large distances without being damaged, where the fiercely rotating air should have torn them to pieces. Many matter-blending effects have been documented as well. The first time I read about this was in a technical paper by Dr. Alexei Dmitriev. The story that jumped out at me the most was of a clover leaf that had been found pushed into a stucco wall during a tornado, as if the wall had become soft and spongy. At the time, this was a mystery to me, but now it all makes sense. Another good example was of an Oklahoma tornado in 1942 that tore one of the wheels off of a car while leaving the rest of the car undamaged. I realized that if the lug nuts on the wheels had become soft and liquid-like, the levity force could then pull the tire off the car and lift it into the air quite easily. Dmitriev's paper also presents evidence of complete dematerialization cases, where the matter is then blended together with other objects once it pops back over into space-time. An old, charred wooden board that was brittle and porous went through a wooden house wall without breaking, and an inch and a half thick gate frame was punctured by a piece of wood. I realized if these stories were true, there should be many more examples. I later found an official NOAA government website that collected eyewitness reports from a tornado outbreak in Grand Rapids, Michigan, on April 3, 1956. NOAA said that, in the interest of historical accuracy, these statements have not been edited for content, but are presented as they were submitted to the National Weather Service. The reports included a living room window that was embedded with sand but did not break. A farm machine had several leaky holes in the oil pan from pieces of straw that had shot through. Straw was found embedded into the brick wall of a house. A 3-inch twig blended into a wall without breaking or cracking the twig or the wall. Blades of grass were driven into tree trunks, and a cow became embedded in a tree. In her Weatherbug blog, Stephanie Blosey alluded to stories of a coat hanger blended into a wooden board and wood splinters stuck into a brick, though no direct references were given. In the comments section, Russell L. DeGarmo claimed he saw a 2x4 driven through both the front and back walls of a 2-story brick home, where the entry hole was smaller than the size of the plank. His parents had driven him to see this odd event in Pennsylvania in the early 1940s. Another commenter claimed to have seen a banana embedded halfway into a telephone pole. And Jim Mims claimed that NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, has a display of a section of telephone pole with a drinking straw embedded into it. Stephanie was brave enough to offer an opinion about what causes these events, which now seems fairly accurate. Another theory, based on quantum physics, states that the piece of straw is electrically charged super fast as it spins in the center of the tornado, allowing it to exist on a higher energy density. When it flies out of the tornado and comes in contact with something of a lower energy density, it passes through that object like a ghost, until the energy levels are equal and the straw is frozen in the object. Of course, numerous commenters attacked her for even stating this as a potential explanation. In Freaks of the Storm, climatologist Dr. Randy Cherveni shared additional examples. A Minnesota tornado split open a tree, jammed in an automobile, and clamped the tree shut again in 1919. A tornado in India from 1838 caused a long stalk of bamboo to be completely embedded through a 5-foot-thick wall with bricks on both sides. In 1896, a tornado in St. Louis, Missouri, drove a 2x4 plank of pine wood through solid iron, 5/8 of an inch thick, on the Eads Bridge, and there is an excellent picture of it in the book from NOAA. In Mount Carmel, Illinois, a tornado in 1877 drove a brick through the outer wall of a house, the interior wood, the plaster wall, 27 more feet between two rooms, and lodged it into a rear wall without ever breaking any corners off the brick. In 1951, a bean was blended halfway into a fresh chicken egg without ever cracking the shell in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. Cherveni found a photograph of this peculiar incident, though there is not enough detail to really see what the egg looks like up close.